Random House Audio presents The Sun by Joe Nesbø. Translated from the Norwegian by Charlotte Barsland. Read for you by Gilbert Jackson. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Part 1. Chapter 1. Rover kept his eyes on the white-painted concrete floor in the 11-square-meter prison cell. He bit down on the slightly too long gold front tooth in his lower jaw. He had reached the hardest part of his confession. The only sound in the cell was his nails scratching the Madonna tattoo on his forearm. The boy, sitting cross-legged on the bed opposite him, had remained silent ever since Rover had entered. He had merely nodded and smiled his blissful Buddha smile, his gaze fixed at a point on Rover's forehead. People called the boy Sonny and said that he had killed two people as a teenager, that his father had been a corrupt police officer, and that Sonny had healing hands. It was hard to see if the boy was listening. His green eyes and most of his face were hidden behind his long, matted hair. But that didn't matter. Rover just wanted his sins forgiven and to receive Sonny's distinctive blessing so that tomorrow he could walk out of Staten Maximum Security Prison with the feeling of being a truly cleansed man. Not that Rover was religious, but it could do no harm when he intended to change, to give going straight a real try. Rover took a deep breath. "I think she was from Belarus. Minsk is in Belarus, isn't it?" Rover looked up quickly, but the boy made no reply. Nesta had nicknamed